The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
David is not wearing his cologne today, and I feel somehow let down because David is the best-smelling man in the entire universe. You might not know that, but I do. It is Bowerly on News Radio 9. It reminds me of something we used to do when we were working together, and I'm not even going to talk about it. It is Arthur Pressman, WBEN, take two. WBEN Arthur Pressman Traffic Attorney News Time is 10 minutes after 2. I'm 61, but feel like 12. Mentally, and usually act like it. Filter? What filter? With the weather. And basically, let me just put the preamble out there. This is one of those days where we've got two different weathers. We have blue skies and sunshine. Blue skies and sunshine in the north towns. In the south towns, it's an entirely different scenario that has played out. You people are shoveling like mad. Let's go to our favorite meteorologist. At least he is mine. I don't like playing favorites, but in this case, I must. News Radio 930 WBEN welcomes aboard meteorologist Andy Parker on the Trocare College WBEN live line. Andy, I'm sure you've been a very busy guy. I know many of us received texts from you. And can you tell us, first of all, I like history. Can you go back and visit what happened to us overnight from about 4 o'clock on yesterday, thus, of course, giving you the opportunity to say, I told you so.
Yeah, last we talked, you had asked what is going to happen and when, and we nailed the arrival time. It was the cold air came in, switched the rain to snow, those big fat flakes that produced a little bit of slush, and then went away, and everybody thought, well, that's it. This isn't going to happen. And then the cold air came rushing across the lake. Those winds picked up, and it delivered. It delivered a direct hit to the south towns and sent snowflakes flying all the way inland to Rochester. So this was taking Lake Erie snowflakes and stuffing them about 45, 50 miles all the way to the shoreline of Lake Ontario. And then under that band, some of the folks were double digits by the time they were ending breakfast, and it's been piling on in some of the south towns, anywhere from Eden, Angola, Evans, North Collins, Boston, Colden, Orchard Park, East Aurora. The list goes on, and the snow blew all the way out to Bennington, Attica, and Batavia this morning. And it was coming down at a rate that was about 4 inches per hour.
That is astonishing. And that was one of the questions the other day, was the hourly rate of snowfall. And it's interesting because the snow seems to have fallen exactly where you said it would in that rectangle, even specifically mentioning Batavia. What magic you have.
Well, Mother Nature stuck to the script that she gave us, and that's always nice. Sometimes she'll pull a crazy Ivan or audible out, but this time the script was written, we saw what was coming, and we were able to box it in and say, hey, if you're going to be in this box, you're going to get hit pretty hard. And we were able to rule out the north towns. I think that was the biggest thing, is that being able to say, hey, look, this isn't migrating. It's going to hit and stick. And some of those hardest hit areas are just now getting a chance to dig out because the band kind of dissipated a little, drifted down to the south. But I'm telling you, Tom, it's coming back. They're going to get a round two in some of the hardest hit areas in the next 6 to 8 hours.
6 to 8 hours, round two. Are you expecting it to begin in 6 to 8 hours, or is that when we're going to be in the middle of it?
It's actually on its way back now. So if you're in the south part of Hamburg where 391 comes together with 62, that's about the north side of it there. Also, and then it runs on a diagonal out to East Aurora and Attica. So areas south of that picked up the snow. Now it's beginning to migrate north. And when we look at the radar, it's you look at your town and you say, okay, I'm getting hit. But the trick to read the radar is you have to look at kind of the origination point where the snow is coming from. So you got to look out over Lake Erie a few hundred miles, and you watch the reaction, the development of the stream or the band. And that will tell you, it'll kind of key into the when the switch is coming. And it's, you can see that it's beginning to move northward. So over the center of the lake, offshore of Erie, Pennsylvania, a pretty innocuous-looking pattern on radar, but it's going to tell the tale of where the tail of the snow goes. And the tail of the snow band is lifting northward now and will continue to do so, probably one community per hour. So it's in Hamburg and East Aurora. Orchard Park is the next hour. Then it's Blaisdell and portions of Elma, Marilla, possibly up into West Seneca, Lackawanna, and Lancaster again. It does not look like it's going to make it any further than Buffalo, just like it did earlier today.
So reminiscent in so many ways, not nearly a twin, or not exactly a twin or a doppelganger, but of the situation we had that Sunday when we did the special weather show. Meteorologist Andy Parker is with us, WBEN. Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time is 2:15. And I just want to put out the invitation to those of you who have specific questions for Andy Parker regarding your travel plans and how they may be impacted by the weather situation. Call now, because your calls will determine for how long Andy can expect to be talking to Radio Great. I'm sorry, David is off the air. How long Andy will be talking with Radio Mediocrity. The phone number in the 716 is 803-0930. That's 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone, 1-800-616-WBEN. You may have plans on getting from point A to point B at a certain time, at a certain place, and you may be interested in how this storm may affect you. So you talked about the fact, Andy, that this particular bout with lake effect snow, it does not appear as though the north towns are going to be touched at all. As I said, we are located in Amherst, and it's blue skies. Oh, it's windy, just like you said it would be. And it's cold. In fact, certain parts of me are now living in my kidneys. So it definitely is cold outside. So and we definitely have the wind. But the snow, obviously, because the snow, you gotta shovel. You gotta clean that up. And what do you have to offer as far as the just a little bit more? I know you kind of just stated it, but the oscillation possibilities of this storm within the area you mentioned. Is it going to go back and forth across that area, spreading its white joy, or is it just going to be this finger of snow that more or less stays in one place?
It's going to give them the finger. I think that's what's about to happen to the south towns again. And it's going to go the intense snow is right now. It's about maybe an inch per hour as it kind of caught some dry air. So you had this really good engine that was running at top speed. And then it's as if you got some bad gas in your lawnmower or your snowblower, and it starts to sputter and whatever like that. So that's kind of what happened to the lake effect when the dry air goes in. But now it's running on that 93 octane, and we can see that it's beginning to draw that in. It's going to rev up the engines and become that intense band that'll have that 2 to 3 inch per hour a shot of lake effect in areas that got hit earlier today. So if you're sitting on snow now in your driveway, you're going to get hit again. I think that's about the easiest way to put it. If you didn't get any snow out of this, you're going to be sitting on the sidelines once again. And speaking of the sunshine, I just looked at the satellite. It is a stark contrast. It is a cloudless area in Niagara, Orleans, northern Erie, and northern Genesee County, and then it just walks into a wall of cloud and snow once you get into central Erie and southern Erie.
You know, I think we've seen this movie before, but only once or twice. I mean, this is winter in western New York. That's how it plays out. Oddly enough, that's why the ski areas are located where they are, not to mention the hills.
Yeah, you know, Colden is actually making out better than Ellicottville in this one, although down in Ellicottville, they've got a lot of man-made snow to go around. These temperatures are perfect for that. Those snow guns turn on, and they're exceptionally efficient and effective in weather like this. Even with some of the wind going, it's the temperature profile that's working great for them. Kissing Bridge and Colden, they've got Mother Nature working overtime, throwing snow between the 219 and 16. I mean, it is coming down heavy there right now.
Wow. Now, one of the things that is ubiquitous right now weather-wise in Western New York, it's everywhere, and that is the cold and the wind. From where comes this horrible mass of Arctic air? The Arctic, perhaps?
Yeah, it wasn't Florida that sent it this way. It definitely has a Canadian origin. I mean, it's 22 right now, but it feels like 6 degrees. So you've got a, you got an air temperature of 22, but when those big gusts of wind hit you, it steals it and makes your skin feel like 20. It makes your skin feel like the single digits. I was out doing some snow blowing today, and I had the crusty eyebrows, and it actually started on my eyelashes to freeze and create icicles there because it was just blowing and getting in your face. It's not an easy clearing this time around. The last one we had at Thanksgiving, the winds weren't as predominant. This time, the winds are a big deal.
Well, and that's why it made so much sense to not put a dome on the new stadium. So much sense. I mean, that's a great way to maximize what is now a high-powered offense and an impressive aerial game. Let's introduce an element we cannot control. That makes a lot of sense with a multi-billion-dollar investment. I'm just saying.
Excellent ventilation.
Yeah, excellent ventilation and excellent way to slow down your own team. It is 21 minutes after 2. That is WBEN Arthur Pressman, traffic attorney, news time. You've talked about what is to come. One of the complaints I'm receiving, and I think other people at the radio station are as well, is people in the North Towns who woke up this morning, shockingly, to find that even though it was simply cold outside, their children's schools were closed. Do you have any insight into that?
What I'm understanding is that some of the teachers and a good percentage of them travel from some of the affected areas. So I think they might have run into a teacher crunch. It certainly wasn't due to the weather forecast in that area because it was not going to be a... the North Towns are tougher than 2 inches of snow or an inch of snow and cold. I mean, they'll march the kids to school. They'll get them in there. But I think it was what I was understanding was it was a chunk of the teachers weren't able to make it in because they were in the infected area.
You know, that's such a great point because had the experience not that long ago of thinking that a local band I really like, actually it's a duo, I really like, they were going to be playing right around where I live. And called to make a reservation and was informed that, oh, if you're coming to see the guys who play the music, they can't get out of Hamburg. So needless to say, that ushered in a whole new evening of disappointment.
Yeah, that would do it. You've got so many people are wondering, can I get from point A to point B, or I'm waiting for people to get here and I'm supposed to leave this place and go to this place. If you have to cross any of the South Towns tonight, I'm not even sure what the status of some of the driving bans are, even though the snow lightened up a little bit. I have a feeling that they're going to be attempting to clear this, especially with the next round coming in the hardest hit areas right down through the overnight, and they're hoping to have it open for schools tomorrow.
Well, Andy, talking with meteorologist Andy Parker on News Radio 930 WBEN, yes, it is the tale once again of two weathers in the area. The consistency of the snow. Now, we just got a dusting overnight where I live in the North Towns in Williamsville, which my very nice neighbor Joe was kind enough to shovel for me. Thank you so much, Joe. You shall be rewarded, but you have to wait for it. Wait for it. But I don't really know the consistency of the snow. The snow that the people got, like, I don't know how many inches we're talking about in Orchard Park or Hamburg. I know we've double digits of snow, like well over a foot of snow in some areas. Is it the really heavy snow about which concern was expressed a couple of weeks ago because of some cardiac situations?
Yeah, the bottom third of this is the more compact, heavy, wetter snow for two reasons. When this began, the temperatures were a little closer to 32, so it came down as kind of a slushy situation for the first inch or two, and then the ground still hasn't become permafrost. So the ground retains some heat, and now as it starts to pile up on the ground, and we've left the inches measurements behind. So we're fully yardsticking down here in the South Towns and northern southern tier. So that lower third is more of a packing snow, even slush at the very bottom. So as your snowblower is driving through the first 3 or 4 inches, it's beginning to clog in there. Mm. And then the top is the fluffy stuff because it's fallen where the temperature has been in the 20s. But your snowblower starts choking on the heavy stuff. And as a matter of fact, it actually it clogs the flute. Is it the flue or the whatever comes out of there, the chute? And it won't allow it to go. And it's so cold that it's icing up. So you've got to turn it off, crack it open, and try to keep it going. The best thing I can tell you is don't push the snowblower right against the ground. So if you kind of aim it so you're shooting for the top two-thirds, you're good to go.
Yeah, and you don't ever want to put your hand in a snowblower, have a broom handle or something to clear that out. Just the same thing with lawnmowers in the summertime. I mean, there's so many people lose fingers, hands, or suffer horrible damage because of injuries caused by doing things like that. Andy Parker, in short, if you were doing a forecast for Western New York, would you like to lay out the specifics and the details, what people can expect from, I'll make it easy, from now till about 7 o'clock tonight?
Yeah, from now to 7, so we're coming up at 2:30. This is now, just in the time that we've been talking here, the few minutes, we've seen an increase in intensity, these bursts of snow, especially over by Sturgeon Point, Highland on the Lake, Eden, they're beginning to become more numerous. These bursts of snow will then kind of congregate into a more elongated, intense band of snow that is going to target some of the South Towns, and it will run from about South Buffalo on the northern side, and then down to around Collins and Colden on the southern side. And then it will run inland all the way in the Genesee County to Attica, Leroy, and Batavia. And that's where it's going to be through the evening hours tonight. From 3, 4, 5, it's going to migrate up to about the doorstep of Buffalo over the next 4 to 6 hours, slowly northward. Then it locks in. The great news is this thing begins weakening overnight, and it will be swept very quickly down into the southern tier by Friday morning.
Well, Andy, I know you've been a very busy man, but wait, there's more. Obviously, you live to do weather, and people live to have you doing the weather, and people may have a meteorologist in the palms of their hands. How do people join Andy Parker's world?
We've had a lot of people do it, especially this time around, because it's been so beneficial. All you've got to do is text me, just like you're texting a friend. It's 503-ANDY, 503-2639, and you just type the word weather. You get an immediate response. If you have a question, you can just ask that like you'd be asking someone anything you'd like, and we'll get the answers back to you. We've helped a ton of people with that, and we're going to hopefully continue doing that. So it's 503-2639.
What? One more question. I didn't lie. That would indicate intent. I just thought of it. Does this really necessitate a state of emergency?
I think that some of the road closures and driving bans were qualified in this situation. We had the criteria to do that. Given the state of the roads, it was prudent. I'm not sure what is required to generate a state of emergency. I feel like those are getting handed out for different types of things now. I feel that maybe they were a little more exclusive, but now they're becoming, I don't want to call it more casually applied, but you'd have to look and see what the trigger is to allow that to happen.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it's kind of like breaking news. Well, if everything's breaking news, the impact of breaking news kind of loses its appeal and its attraction. Andy, thank you very much. I appreciate hearing from you. As always, on News Radio 930 WBEN, Arthur Pressman, Traffic Attorney. News time is 2:28.